Joining us now by phone right now from the Los Angeles County Jail is Conrad Murray, also with us his attorney, Valerie Wass. Dr. Murray, appreciate you being with us. There are a lot of questions I'd like to ask you, obviously, about this AG Live trial. I know you can't answer them or won't. Have you been subpoenaed to testify in the trial? And would you, in fact, be willing to give testimony in this trial if you were?
At this time, I have not been subpoenaed, and I am not interested in giving testimony in the trial.
But do you feel any guilt over the death of Michael Jackson?
I'm an innocent man, Anderson. I maintain that innocence. I must tell you, I am extremely sorry that Michael has passed on. It's a tremendous loss for me. It's a burden I've been carrying for the longest while, and it's a burden I will carry for an indefinite period of time. The loss is just overwhelming. He was very close to me. I was close to him. We were absolutely great friends. And to be honest, I became a sounding board for Michael. He offloaded and regurgitated everything that was bad in his past and everything that was dark. And I have been the absorbent capacity for that.
Let me ask you about propofol. As you know, it's supposed to be administered in a hospital. It's a sedative used for surgery. And you certainly were not the first doctor to give Michael Jackson propofol, but you did order a lot of it. And as a doctor who swore to do no harm, I guess I just still don't understand how you could give this clearly troubled person this powerful sedative in a non-hospital setting.
I think that's a very good question, Anderson. The thing about it is, nobody knows, but I basically was doing my endeavor to get Michael away from propofol. Yes, indeed, I did order propofol to his home, but I was not the one that brought propofol into his home. I met him with his own stash. I did not agree with Michael, but Michael felt that, you know, it was not an issue because he had been exposed to it for years and he knew exactly how things work. And given the situation at the time, it was my approach to try to get him off of it, but Michael Jackson was not the kind of person you can just say, put it down, and he's going to do that.